With those few words, Program Director, I would end, I don't know, over to the first speaker of the panel, Mr. Richard Valihu, to just say a few and share a perspective on the Transport National Ports Authority's mandate in relation to maritime.
Thank you, Program Director, MECs, mayors, DGs, acting DDGs, or should I just say all protocol observed? But really, my talk today is about the learners who are here. And I think we've all been inspired by MEC Kompela's speech. Thank you, MEC, for that inspiring and passionate speech of yours. You know, in Transnet National Ports Authority, we have 8 ports. But we think, with that impassioned and inspiring speech, maybe we should have the first inland port here in the Karib Dam. Let me see. Just to give you a brief introduction, in Transnet, I'm sure you know and read about Transnet, we have 4 divisions. And we have the market demand strategy where we are investing in infrastructure, in transport, and in logistics over the next 10 years. Over the next 10 years in Transnet MEC, we'll be spending close to half a trillion since 2012. And since 2012, we've already spent 124 billion. Now, just in terms of training, over the next 10 years, we'll be spending close to 8 billion. In terms of training. One other statistic, in Transnet last year, in 2015, we graduated close to 4,000 students in all various levels, whether you were an artisan, whether you were a technician, whether you were an engineer, whether you were a cadet. 3.5% of our labor bill is dedicated to training. So it's a huge amount of training. Now, for every student here, we have a career for you. Whether you want to be in railways, whether you want to be in the engineering sector, or whether you want to be in the maritime sector. So we have a fully fledged program, because with all of that money that we are spending in terms of infrastructure, and we fully understand our role in Transnet as part of being part of the 9-point growth plan, is to make sure that we create not just infrastructure, but the opportunities that give us that is to create a capability and a capacity. It is very important for us to do that in our country so that we have local content, so that our own people can do the jobs, that we beneficiate all the stuff that the MEC spoke about, that we do it in our country. Here in Bloemfontein, we have one of the biggest training centers when it comes to rail engineering. And we want to do the same then for marine. We can see that there's a huge interest. In the TNPA, the Transnet National Ports Authority, we have a program over the next 10 years to spend 60 billion in terms of modernizing and improving our ports so that it becomes more efficient and we attract more business into our ports. So, of all of what has been said today, there is something that we can really attract each and every one of the students here, to say that the marine industry is a very attractive career option. Whether we are importing or whether we are exporting, there's a whole list of things that we can do. And I would stand in the back there. I would really urge all of the students here, all of the learners here, to go and understand exactly what it is that we do, as not just the Transnet National Ports Authority. We've also got some people here from the Transnet Port Terminals. There is a vast interest. It's an exciting place to be. Now, we are busy unlocking our oceans economy. President instituted the Pakisa projects, of which we are dealing with marine transport and manufacturing. And there's a whole new world exploding from all our ports, whether it's Richards Bay in the East Coast or it's the Port of Saldanha on the West Coast. There's a whole host of different interests, investments, that would be suited to all of the communities around the ports. And part of what we do in terms of our goals is to open up the ports to our communities. If you ask anybody in Gugulethu or in Mlazi, what happens in the port of Cape Town or what happens in the port of Durban, they don't know. So what we are doing is embedding the fourth industrial revolution. We are going digital. We have now introduced what's called the smart people's ports, where if you come within the port limits, in the port of Durban, the port of Cape Town, the port of Saldanha, Mossel Bay, East London, PE, you will get free Wi-Fi. You will get to understand what happens in the ports. You will get to an understanding of what interests you. We want to build a capability in our country to make sure that all that we can do in our country, whether it's ship repairs, shipbuilding, and there's a whole host of different careers that come out just from marine, that we would like to interest the Free State. Even though you may be in a sea-locked or landlocked, you still have a lot of inland waterways here that can interest you. So I look forward to your questions. There's a vast array of information that you could get from our stand, but also there's a vast array of information that we have on the internet. So I think with those few words, Madam Director, or Program Director, I would really be interested in taking questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.